With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Israeli forces blasting Hamas after that week-long truce expired. Here's correspondent Karen Chamas.
Israel pounded targets in southern Gaza as it continued its offensive in the besieged enclave after a week-long truce with Hamas. Israel's military released new footage showing what it claimed were troops operating inside of Gaza. At a hospital in Khan Yunis, injured were driven into the emergency rooms. Many of Israel's attacks were focused on the Khan Yunis area in southern Gaza, where the military said it had struck more than 50 Hamas targets with airstrikes, tank fire, and its navy. Israel had dropped leaflets to warn residents to leave. However, many Palestinians in Gaza say there's nowhere else to go. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republican National Committee sidestepping Donald Trump's legal issues when it comes to next July's nominating convention. Here's Greg Clugston.
The RNC's rules for next year's convention in Milwaukee have been released, but the party leaves a major question unaddressed. With Trump under four criminal indictments, the rules don't include any provisions if the party's presumptive nominee is convicted of a felony. It's unclear if GOP delegates could vote for a different candidate under such a scenario. Trump's first trial is scheduled to begin in Washington in early March on charges that he unlawfully sought to overturn the 2020 election. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Beefing up in Russia, latest reports out of Moscow now claim that President Vladimir Putin has decided he needs a bigger army. He has ordered the military to increase the number of troops by some 170,000. Kremlin currently has 1.3 million personnel active duty. This is SRN News. Yet another poll finds people of faith are much happier.
This one comes from the United Kingdom, and it indicates that 76% of religious people say they are happy, and 73% describe their psychological well-being as good. Compare that to less than half of atheists who are happy, and just 52% who say their mental health is positive. The poll was released by the Institute for the Impact of Faith in Life, which notes, ironically, that many other surveys show more and more Britons are quitting faith altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Hamas attack on Israel and the pro-Palestinian rallies that followed have rattled Jews living in Europe. In Germany, Jewish school students no longer wear their uniforms, and field trips, well, they've been canceled. In other countries, Jews are no longer calling taxis, and many of them hesitate to order deliveries to their homes. This is SRN News. Historic parade names its Grand Marshal. Here's Rhonda Rockstra.
Six-time Tony Award winner Audra McDonald will lead the 135th Rose Parade next year. The actor and singer will ride the 5.5-mile parade route down Colorado Boulevard New Year's Day, then be part of the coin toss for the 110th Rose Bowl game later in the day. McDonald grew up in Fresno, California, says that as a child she would wake up early to watch the parade and the bowl game with her family. The 2024 parade's theme is celebrating a world of music, the universal language. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Police in Los Angeles searching for a suspect in the fatal shootings of three homeless people, that in separate incidents around the city. In the meantime, five homeless people have been shot in Las Vegas, and police now say one of them died. Police continue searching for a lone suspect in that incident. More details at SRNnews.com.